Warning, the following podcast contains explicit language which may be offensive to some viewers and or inappropriate for children. The content within this podcast is intended for mature audiences only. Bam! Get you some of that.
Hi, this is David Howard Thornton, but you might know me as Art the Clown from the movie Terrifier, and you're listening to the Night of the Living Dreads podcast. Kill you later.
I am Otis B. Dreads. We have Mrs. Dreads with us. How you doing, Mrs. Dreads?
I'm good.
Are you good?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you positive?
I'm positive.
All right. Awesome. Oh, man. We have actually a full house tonight.
Without Bob Saget?
I was going to say something.
See? There we go, man. I mean... This is gonna be a fun show. It was actually meant to be one show, and it has turned into another. So I'm just gonna start right off with introducing everyone. We have, of course, Don Black, a.k.a. Black on Right, a.k.a. Chill the Clown, a.k.a. whatever the fuck you're being called this week. How are you, sir?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Hey man, I'm doing all right, man. We hear we hear our resident jackal monkey in the background.
Woo!
Woo! How are you, sir?
No, I'm doing all right, man. Fucking trying not to die.
Well, I mean, aren't we all doing that on a pretty much daily basis, man? So the struggle's real. I guess oh man! All right, let's just go over to the Rich Little of the group tonight. We have a round table. As I've been promoting on the past couple podcasts, I've been doing a show over there at Psycho Bunny Death Cult.
He said Rich Little.
Right, you know his name, right, man.
It's better than staying Little Rich. Yeah, I mean,
and that is
DJ gang. Little Rich,
right?
Gang, gang.
All right.
God damn.
Right. I have no idea. Right. Thank you, Tom. We have Mr. Tom. That's I don't even know your fucking last name, but Tom.
It's Nally.
Nally, Tom Nally.
Like Rand Mick without the Mick.
All right. Welcome, sir. First time to the
Thank
show. You also yes. do a show over there at Psycho Bunny Death Cult.
I do.
Tell me a little bit about that.
I do two of them, actually.
What? You have two shows?
You have two
I sure do. Two
shows.
I do. See?
Two shows.
So... But then again, so does somebody else, too, who already has two
they
of other things.
They can't see us. You're pointing, motherfucker.
No, I'm doing it for the benefit of the people that can see us.
Right.
The people here, see?
Jeez.
You what, man?
That was almost dead on.
Like, that's my wife of, like, over 20 years, man, saying that was almost dead on, man.
You're going to have to turn the lights on all the time just to be sure now, you know?
God damn. Is that you?
It was me.
No. Wait, that doesn't feel like yours.
Wait, yeah. No. Wait. What? Just try to put my finger in your belly button, man. Wait, that's not my belly button. That's not my finger. But yes, I have two shows. I have Tom's World and I have Diamond Clown's World. So you can catch them over there Friday nights, 8:30 Eastern time for Diamond Tom's World. Saturday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern time for Tom's World. And I have my own YouTube channel. This is Tom's World.
Awesome. And the Dom that you're referring to in the Dom and Tom's World is the next person here, Mr. Dom Little Mario. Mario, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm good. But no one really gives a fuck how I'm doing, but buy my two books, Mind's Eye and Two.
He has two of them, ladies and gentlemen. He has two fucking books. Platforms.
Real Talk with Dom, and then the important one is Dom and Tom's World on PBCD TV and Psychoman TM13 and Psycho Bunny DC on a Friday night at 8:30. Dom awesome. And Tom's World. That's we true. Are a Psycho Bunny family.
Psycho Bunny family. Okay. There you go. Hop, hop. Hip.
That's all that matters.
Wow.
And buy my books. Don't fucking forget that.
Buy all two of them. It's two.
Why did you have a list?
Two.
Why did you have a list?
Why did you have a list when you said buy my two books?
Because there's two.
So that requires at a least list when you're talking like about Mike your books because there's two
buy
of them.
Buy my two books. You gotta have my two books.
Oh my God. Oh, thank you guys so much for being on the show. You guys are gonna love. You guys are gonna love. Oh well, I guess I should shout out Night Living Dreads. Dreads.com. Night Living Dreads over there.
Wait, what?
What, man?
Where am I?
Facebook group page, Spotify, Stitcher.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Dress. You're welcome. See that? Bam! She's on it, so fuck you, Tom.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
That's honest. Yeah.
And we honest. Also have our very own Jackal Monkey has actually shipped out a couple masks. There he is. And because Jackal Monkey is a mask maker, Nightmare Ninja Studios. Tell him a little bit about that, Jackal Monkey.
Yeah, man. Make a lot of Friday the 13th inspired shit and stuff based off of Friday the 13th. But I can do any kind of custom work too, latex work. Like I said, I do a lot of hockey masks. I actually have a chrome skull mold, so I'm about to start cranking chrome
said.
Skull masks.
Oh yeah.
So I'm about to start cranking out some chrome skulls from Laid to Rest.
He said you're cranking it out.
Yeah, damn. Cranking it and yanking it.
I want some chrome skull.
Ooh, well, hey, shit. Snatch one up, man.
He said snatch.
He said up.
The mask. Oh, yeah. make Hannibal Lecter masks as well. But yeah, fucking check out my Facebook page, Nightmare Ninja Studios, and if you have a nightmare you wanna make happen, hit me up and we can make it a reality.
Bam. You can make a porn version of the last mask he was just talking about. It could be Hannibal Lecter.
Hey,
I think that's fucking brilliant, smart move. But you know what you have Don over there instead of BJ. Or B&J Vapors. You have D&J Vapors. Tell us a little bit about that.
D&J Vapors, yeah. Chiller has his own vape juice. Chiller's Delight, Chiller's Paradise. Hit him up for store locations, Horse Cave, Glasgow, Bowling Green. It's good stuff, man.
Go on,
blueberry,
Tom.
Strawberry, raspberry. Blueberry, strawberry, you know.
Just all the above.
And coming soon. And coming soon, bacon Eileen? Flavor and chicken flavor grease. Vapes.
Chiller juice. Nobody wants
chiller
that
juice.
Shit.
You can stick your juice in my mouth.
I or
your
it mouth. Myself.
God damn.
I can do that.
God damn. Somebody
I got some.
Milked.
I got some great juice.
Somebody went and milked so chiller. And
God damn. Oh my Lord.
All right. So what we have first our fluffer for the night.
Fluff.
No powder needed.
Hey.
No.
Oh, wait, she's still busy. Fluffer. She's here, man.
No, that
I got you. Needs a fluffer.
For those who don't know what the fluffer is, that is the one that gets us hard. No, oh, no, then no. It's the,
it's set the, you up for a scene.
It's the article. It's the warm-up article, but Jackal
hey,
Monkey,
gets us going.
Yeah, Jackal Monkey felt it appropriate to call it a fluffer because it's the article to get us going.
It gets us going.
All right. And the one that's going to get us going is the one that's got most of the fucking nation going right now. Nike sues over unauthorized Satan shoes.
Devil shoes.
Devil.
Them Satan sneakers.
Special powers, Paul.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't pay attention to any of this retarded ass news anyway half the time.
I so generally don't either.
I don't even know the whole Nike situation. I don't know what happened. I don't know. Well,
see, Nike is this company that makes shoes.
Oh my Jesus.
God damn.
God
damn.
I didn't
say I was out of fashion, Tom. I said I was out of the news.
Check one. Check Nike.
Right. Nike makes shoes. Think I'm ready to find out what the fuck this too. Levi's thing is about.
Did some disgruntled employee decide to put Satan on shoes?
No. This is I guess he's a, what, he's a
rapper.
Fucking rapper or something? Does anybody know about this better than me?
There's only one Nas, and apparently this guy's Lil Nas. Who the fuck is Lil Nas, for one? There's only one Nas in the rap game.
Right.
So did he have him, like, personally made?
Lil Nas. He put Lil in the front of his name, though. He's the Lil version.
If Lil Nas hears this, I'm sorry, dude. Don't come out with a gat or whatever the fuck it may be. I don't know what the fuck.
Shit, he'll sacrifice you to Satan.
No. But he's got that picture of a fucking shoe. Oh, I'm doing it too, Tom. I'm doing video.
I knew what I was doing.
But he's got a shoe in front of his eye, like the Illuminati shit. And then there's a pentagram on the shoe.
There's a pentagram on the shoe.
Yeah, it looked like there was the pentagram on the shoe from when I pulled up, red and black, and there was a pentagram like.
I'm looking right now. Maybe I'm just maybe I need my glasses on, but I don't see it. I do see him. He's just a weird motherfucker. He's a weird motherfucker.
So did he have them, like, personally made, or?
There were 666 pair made.
Yes.
And did he pay for them all?
No, but here's the interesting thing. This is how much they cost. Jackal Monkey, you were telling me that Mrs. Jackal Monkey was, told you about how they priced these shoes. Tell me.
Right. Because on the side of the shoe, it has the script. What it just says, the scripture, Luke 10:18, which that's the one where it says, Satan or Lucifer fell from heaven like a lightning bolt.
Right.
Something like that. You know. But that's how much the fucking shoes cost. It was $1,018 a pair.
That's fucking ridiculous.
The fuck out of here.
They sold out in fucking minutes.
You're gonna spend
fucking minutes.
Maybe he's good. Maybe he's a really good rapper.
He's the guy that did that fucking Old Town Road song. That's who it is.
Oh, geez.
But why would anybody spend that much money on something that they know for sure is going to get dirty? Because they're going to be walking on the ground. Where's the mentality?
I don't know. People do this shit, though. There's a lot of people that, like, pay big fucking money for fucking shoe. Oh, there's a lot of, like, shoe collectors and shit. I mean, I don't.
It's rubber and leather.
Yeah.
I don't get it, but I collect models, so I mean, I can't really fucking shit on anybody. I collect models and masks, so I mean,
so, like,
I can't shit on anybody.
Stashed away somewhere and like all the different models.
Yeah, Cindy Crawford too.
Yeah,
wow. I wonder what happened to them.
She's bent over a little bit and in my freezer, but
it was like Don was just saying it. I think I heard you in the background, brother. I think you were in the Air Jordans. People could not get enough of them red, white, and black Air Jordans.
Right, I remember them.
Right,
it is a cult thing. Dumbo? It turns into a fucking cult thing.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Not like in your like Jonestown or anything like that.
Like, right. Like a cult phenomenon.
A fashion kind of, yeah, right. cult. A fashion right, cult. Right. Like parachute pants were, and don't think I didn't have any. Yeah.
But at a time or art where, that we are in right now, like, who the fuck wants to spend that much money on shoes when you got to put fucking food on the table and shit? Like, my shoes are from Walmart right now. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
He right. went Bobo.
I walk on the motherfuckers.
Rich motherfuckers. it's a bunch of rich motherfuckers. That's yeah. exactly who.
My work.
What? Oh shit!
Here's the funny thing.
Sorry.
Is
Power Rangers.
You can. And I know this. I know this is.
Go Power Rangers!
Oh my Jesus!
That was actually the old Nokia ringtone. Oh,
go ahead, Jody.
But you can buy, like, you can pay $100, get a pair of Vans that are, like, however you want, personalized stuff, and I'm pretty sure you can put a pentagram on them or whatever in the fuck you want to, and they're not going to sue you. But yet, yeah, you got Nike who they're paying outlandish prices for these shoes, and people are and they're wanting to sue people for this.
But do they have blood in them?
Yeah,
Jody, that's you're on point.
Oh, they will after I kick somebody in the face. Well,
I want to bring up a good point.
That's free.
Jody's got to say. If you go to like
I'm sorry. What was the question, Dom? I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying I want to actually bridge off what Jody's saying, because if you go to like wish.com, I think you get like a fucking pair of Converse with like Michael Myers right. spray painted on it and shit, yeah. like all your favorite characters and shit. Like,
right.
You know, like, the fuck? No one's suing them
right.
for reselling a shoe.
Because Vans don't
you got
give
a fucking
fuck.
Point there. Ha, ha, ha.
Yep. That's right. Uh-huh. We're breaking ground here. So what do you think? Let me take it to a different level. We've talked about okay, the I guess the corporation aspect of it. Let's talk a little bit about how it is to the Satan part of it.
I think it's been cool to be like
It's shock value, ain't it?
Satan. I think it's shock value. Right. Like me, I'm all for it, but you gotta understand like where I come Satan. From as a person. Like it's not fucking like these kids now probably think it's cool.
Right.
Like without really understanding what the fuck
kids,
they're talking
I think
about.
It's cool.
Right.
I think
right.
it's cool. I'm saying these kids nowadays who's buying their shoes. You think me as doing what I do and playing what I do, like, you think I'm going to go buy those shoes and walk around with them? Fuck no.
I wouldn't walk around with them. I'd put them on a shelf right next to the mask that you can get from Nightmare Ninja Studios. Just contact James Carnes or Nightmare Ninja Studios.
Goddamn right.
And let him make your nightmares a reality.
But right after this show, I got to say I'm going to buy those fucking shoes now.
Right. See, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Tom, what do you think about the whole Satan aspect? I mean, it's obviously a publicity stunt type deal, but, you know, people are up in arms like, oh, there's Satanists, all of Hollywood Satanists, and conspiracy theorists come out of the fucking walls, man. What's your take on that?
Well.
What?
Well, I'll tell you, mommy.
I'm beating up on this
that's a deep subject.
It, well, can said. Be. Well, yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Hi.
How the turntables.
Plainly put, people are stupid. Right. And they get more and more stupid as time is going on. All this canceling crap and everything. It's all just stupid.
Yeah.
Talking about stupid people going on, we still have about 40 minutes left of this podcast.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What?
I'm enjoying it. 100%. I didn't even know where we're live. Fuck it.
Yep.
Well, we're not.
Because he couldn't hear the intro or any of that, man.
What?
Wait, what?
What?
That shit, makes me chuckle every fucking time.
No, but really, man, yeah, I'm just saying.
Here's the thing. All right. Satan. All right. Is everybody really hung up still on like 666 and like pentagrams and images of the devil? Jackal Monkey, go ahead.
Here's my thing. I mean, if they really wanted them to be satanic shoes, first off, they would have used blood from virgins. Everybody knows
Duh, you can't have satanic shoes without blood of virgins. You know, the virgin blood.
We always hear them sacrificing sheep. So sheep's blood.
Right. And maybe horns or something coming off the sides. Anything.
And yeah, see, honestly, I think a lot of what the whole deal is with him even doing all this shit is it's a huge clapback for him because after he came out with that Old Town Road song, he got a huge backlash from a lot of like the Christian community about him being gay.
So you don't say. Now he's got some gay-ass shoes.
Right, right. So you know, it's more or less like that, and then he has a new music video too, where he's giving the devil a lap dance. But
Jesus Christ,
it's fucking hilarious.
But, Watch out, he's horny.
the whole thing to me, it was sort of like, you know, just like a big fuck you to everybody that shit on him.
So it's retaliation. You know what I mean? If retaliation is what you're saying, oh, get that out.
That's what I think. Oh, got to. Hey, I'm from Texas.
I felt like I had to duck or something.
You better.
I blink.
You better.
I can drop a hog from 10 yards.
We better have some long distance sights on that.
I saw it.
Spin, drop a hog.
He's the fastest spinner in the West.
I think he'll be the longest one. All right.
God damn.
All right, who the fuck else wants to talk about this? Because I think we all need some Jesus.
I think the trendiness of Satanism, like with the kids, they all think it's cool. Like my whole thought about it is do what thou wilt right from the start. Like
in like the Luciferian Bible, because there's a difference between being a Satanist and a devil worshiper.
Exactly. Every man and every woman is a star. I come right to Aleister Crowley with that. And like, that's why I would never buy a pair of fucking shoes because it's against what I believe.
So what are you saying?
Did somebody just call my name? I mean, did somebody say Jesus? Because I'm here now.
Oh, shit.
Look, I think it's the dumbest shit ever.
You want a pair?
I just want a pair so I can run up the wall and hang from the ceiling and
just crawl
everywhere.
That'd be cool.
I would pay $1,000 if I could do that shit.
Yeah, right.
240 miles an hour down the highway, you know.
I'm with Jody though. Like I would rather just fucking buy a pair of fucking Vans and then get my wife to fucking paint something badass on them. You know what I mean?
Like, get a pair of hush puppies, they even left.
Yeah.
Hey, good. Bam. All
right. Bam, hush puppies.
Nightmare Ninja Studios.
I'd rather have
the
Adidas.
Hey, shit. It's only a matter of time. She'll probably be painting shoes. No next. Shit. Shit.
And here's my
just
thing
have
about
a painting
the
of a shoe.
Oh,
like,
party time.
Like a big can of soup that what's his name did back in the day. It'll just be a shoe now.
Hell yeah.
Andy Warhol.
Andy Warhol, right.
Hell yeah.
Go ahead, Jerry.
But here's my thing about the whole Satan thing and it becoming a trend. I think it's a fact of because that's what the media. It all goes back to media
itself.
Because like Tom said, the stupidity of people. Because the fact that you know what they buy into this. It's been an issue for years. Satanism's been around for years. Devil worshiping's been around for years. I mean, it's all especially Satanism because it's like any other religion. But you have it. I mean. Nobody's made a big deal about it until a fucking pair of shoes came out. Once those shoes came out, now it's a huge big deal. Now it's a huge big deal that people believe this way.
Right.
When
you have your regular shoes and then you have your fucking pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, shoes. Maybe if you wore them for fucking shoes, you could fuck like the devil.
Yeah,
I mean,
no shit. Fuck the Satan right out of
it. Going back to the horny joke. Go ahead, Jerry.
But I mean, you don't know how many people a day that you come in contact with that
are devils,
Satanist,
or
horny. I mean,
right? Exactly. And that's my thing. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, it has no fucking bearing on me. Like, so why does it matter? Like, that's I don't know. That whole thing just boggles my fucking mind. It's like, why does someone's
religious beliefs. Why the fuck does that affect you so much? Why are you so affected by that? Why does it matter? Like,
right.
It's like nobody minds their own fucking business.
Exactly. That's the bottom line. Really dumb. Yeah, no, nobody is minding their own fucking business. And nobody is also minding Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
We are going to take a small break.
Jesus is our nigga. Let it hit it, brother.
Well, I wrote this song for the Christian youth. I want to teach kids the Christian truth.
So bad.
If you want to reach those kids on the street, then you got to do a rap to a hip-hop beat. So I gave my sermon an urban kick. My rhymes are fly, my beats are sick. My crew is big and it keeps getting bigger. That's because Jesus Christ is the only thing that's getting bigger. He's a life changer, miracle arranger, born to the virgin mom in a manger, water to wine, exchanger, and he died for your sins.
There should have been that, not the shit. All the other MCs,
I wish them well, but if you live in sin, you burn in hell.
That would be us.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, I think it's easy to say we're going to hell.
I pass the mic to my lovely wife. She's a fly in the light of my life.
I don't even know it.
Bust the rhyme without further ado. Take it away, Mary Sue.
Mary Sue.
He's the son of Mary the original Sue. G. And he was sent to Earth to elucidate the right way we should be. Like if another MC says,
can we just stop the podcast now?
I don't get mad and I don't critique. Oh, I forgive him. And turn the other cheek.
She tells her to kiss her ass.
My pants don't sag. I do exude.
She's turning the other cheek.
Swag, and I'm proud to be an American.
Jesus Christ is a nigga. Let his light shine through ya. Let his love pop a cap in your butt and say hallelujah.
I'm gonna kill you and then say hallelujah.
Yeah, right.
He's
like
the only MCJC you see. He's an honest, caring, peace-loving nigga like me.
Bitch, you're talking about killing people.
You do drugs and you think you're cool. You need to come to Sunday school. Put those drugs in a garbage can. Stand up tall. You're a Christian man.
Wow.
Word up.
I don't even know if I can freestyle.
Hit me. Did she just say hit me?
She really does. After that, Dom, you have to be hungry, but not for...
Burgers, burgers, burgers. Everyone goes on and on about burgers. Tonight, change your dinner to the succulent, juicy, crispy on the outside, moist on the inside taste.
That's right.
Of Lick-A-Chick chicken.
Get the two-piece chicken,
the three-piece lunch, the five-piece dinner, the 12-piece feast, the 18-piece suitcase, the 40-piece drum, and introducing Lick-A-Chick's Fuck It Bucket. Ready to take a chance on dinner? Yeah. For just $5, grab a Fuck It Bucket, take it home, and see if you're a winner. Could be full of fat, juicy Lick-A-Chick breast assiers, Lick-A-Chick hot wings, or be a bunch of beaks and feet.
Shit fire.
Now that's a meal. Or maybe not. You'll never
you
know
got
with
dinner,
the new
wasn't
Fuck It Bucket from Lick-A-Chick.
Beaks and feet again it is.
There it is.
Shit fire. Woo. Dinner time, motherfuckers.
Oh. Oh my God. All right. Does anybody have anything to talk about for the next 30 minutes?
We've only been here 30 minutes.
Shit. Zombie movies, man.
Zombie
I mean, you can't go wrong with zombie movies. Nope. I mean,
that's right. We've been talking about subgenres.
Woo!
Well, zombies are here, apparently.
Did you guys see the meme about where it says zombies and it has them chasing humans and it says necrophilias and it has the people chasing the zombies?
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Wouldn't you know it? Like, that'd be a necrophiliacs like field day because yeah, I mean, they're all dead, but they give you fight. I mean, they're fighting back. I mean,
they move.
Yeah. You know, it's just better than cold packing. I mean, they move. Yeah.
I mean, shit.
You actually sounded like me right there, Tom, and I don't think you were even trying.
I wasn't. No, man. I'm just, you know.
We've been talking about best episodes, subgenres of horror. We've talked about body horror?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Body horror?
We've talked body about horror? Body horror.
Horror.
Yeah, like The Fly.
Right, like the transformation type movies like that. We talked about slashers. We talked about, what was the last one we talked about? That was the Lovecraftian horror.
I think that was the last one we talked about.
That was the last one. And now we're going to talk about some zombie horror, that being a subgenre, you know, of horror, which I think is one of the main genres of horror.
Right.
So nowadays, yes. let's go around the table. Let's start with Mr. Don Black, the unright clown. What's your favorite zombie movie, man, and why? And what's the one you hate the most?
Tom Savini's version of Night of the Living Dead.
That is a great version.
He said Dreads.
He was supposed to be on the first one, but he got drafted, so he couldn't be there.
Right.
He was supposed to be part of the first one.
And he directed his own version of it. Yeah, and I
was
thought
handed
that
off.
One was absolutely amazing. So that's your favorite, Don?
Yes.
Well, what's the one? What zombie movie do you hate the most?
Oh God! I mean,
where's the Jeopardy theme when you need it? Come on, Tom! You're supposed to be on this.
Children's not sleeping with
anything. Oh. Which one?
Children shouldn't play
children
with dead things.
Children should not.
Play with dead things. Yeah, that's a pretty bad one. I don't know if anybody has heard of that
one. But it's a classic.
It's a classic, but it's a bad classic.
Yeah,
most of the
classic.
Let's start with our guest tonight, Dom, who's playing on his phone, probably not even paying attention.
Probably not.
I forgot what the fuck it was called, because I don't watch a lot of zombie movies, because most people would say the nostalgia of the fucking Night of the Living Dead and shit. Yeah, it's great. Right. Black and white, all of them. But the Day of the Dead, the Day of the Dead was a good one.
He was Googling it on his phone.
Yeah.
That's exactly, I forgot the name of it. And I'm like, what the fuck? But there's a scene, there's a scene with an alligator in a fucking...
Yes!
And it's chained up. You could totally see where the filmmakers were like, we're not dealing with this motherfucking thing. And there's the alligator like right there. And it's like just walking by. But it's a good one. It's a good one. Just watch that one for sure.
So is that would you say that would be your favorite?
The Day of the Dead?
I would go back and watch it. It was just, you know, rather than saying Night of the Living Dead. But yeah, I would go back and watch that one.
Okay, so but because you already, you know, started off saying, but you're not really a big fan of zombie movies. But if you were to go back and watch one, that would be the one.
Yeah, and all of the new ones I can't fucking stand. Because they're just too much, they just put too much effort into it. Like, those movies were, like, made, like, slow-walking zombies.
Very,
like
very
real
raw.
Yeah, I like that. There's new ones I can't.
You like
I just
raw?
Oh, my God.
Can't go wrong with raw.
Oh, my God. Or Popeyes. Tom.
Oh, man, chicken and
Popeyes. Do you like zombie
movies? What you doing after the
podcast? Oh, my God.
God damn.
God damn. What? You said it.
I know.
God damn yourself.
God damn.
God damn. Myself. All right, Tom, do you like zombie movies? Are you even a horror fan? I don't even think we even talked about this. Okay, I kind
very
of
much
figured
so.
You were,
I well, the first The movie I like the most is, it's kind of corny, but it was the first movie that I saw and got into because I was 10 years old, Return of the Living Dead.
I love that movie. Yeah,
that's almost like a comedy that movie. In it.
Yes, but the remake is my least favorite zombie movie, like the Return of the Living Dead 2, for two reasons. One, it's pretty much the same fucking movie.
Yeah.
They bring back the two people that died and became zombies in the first Return of the Living Dead, and everything's fine, and nobody thinks anything of it. However, right, saying that, the current, more current one that I like the most is the same show that everybody else likes, The Walking Dead. I've been watching that since day one. I've only missed a couple episodes, and it's only because I've been on like Chaos's show, and it just happens to be on during The Walking Dead, so I missed it a couple times just recently. But I love it because it doesn't focus so much on the zombies, even though they never call them zombies.
Right.
It doesn't focus as much on them as it does at the people just trying to live in that world and survive.
Yeah, they go into like the kind of the interpersonal relationships and whatnot. Not, you know, I started watching it a little bit. You know, like the
he said little bit.
Little bit.
I didn't mean to bring my wiener into this.
You guys want to hear a controversy subject real quick?
Sure.
From one of my best friends?
Absolutely.
The Evil Dead sucks.
Fuck your friend.
Your friend.
Whoever
sucks.
Your friend is, fuck your
but
friend.
Like Bruce fuck right Campbell, fuck Evil yeah. Dead?
They can suck the fart right out of my ass.
No, I don't. Yeah. No, it's
go
you,
tell
Tom.
Your friend to go
I just
suck
wanted
a tailpipe.
You to get off.
I love suck a fucking tailpipe.
I just wanted Tom to go off. That was fucking funny. Oh,
right, because you got yeah, you got my blood pressure going.
I know. I love The Evil Dead. It's great.
You can suck a whole fucking bucket. I don't care, man.
Suck a whole
goddamn bucket.
And there's a new one coming out too. Confirmed.
I know, that's why I brought it
Bruce
up.
Bruce Campbell in it yep. as Ash, even what? Though he said he wouldn't do it.
Yep.
Yep. I can't
Holy
wait.
Shit balls.
Goes into production in the fall. I
yes,
think.
It does. Oh. I did see rumors of that, but there's always rumors of these, like, you know, really classic movies with the, you know, the classic, you know, icons that played in the original coming back and being a part of that. We hear, you know, stories about New Nightmare on Elm Street coming out and Robert Englund doing it, but yet nothing has come about. And I've seen the thing Damn. About Ash and the Evil Dead. Don, did we get to you yet about the zombies?
Yeah.
That was the first one we did.
Oh, you're yeah. the first one we
did. Oh, I don't remember, man.
All right. God damn it.
Yeah, man, yeah.
All right. I don't know. Now you're trying to impersonate me, dog? Good Lord, man.
I don't even know where I was going with that.
It may be an Jesus echo. Huh?
It may be an echo. Yeah, I bet. Jody, please save me.
Okay.
What's yours?
I'm not a big zombie person either, but if I'm gonna sit down and watch zombie movies, I like to watch more of the comedy zombie movies.
So like a
I
Zombie
like the,
Land,
I like Night of the Living Dead, Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, I love Shaun of the Dead.
Zombie Land.
I still watch it every time.
Return of the Living Dead. That's probably one of my
I'm guessing it's supposed to be a.
It is supposed to be a horror
comedy.
Is
it?
Yeah. It's almost more Barrymore. Cops.
But. What's the one with Drew Barrymore, Jody?
Santa Clarita's Diet.
Yeah. I could have told you that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that's my girlfriend, so if you're listening, Drew.
Jody, Tom.
Oh, she's hot.
You can contact me through This Is Tom's World on YouTube. You know,
she's hot.
Let's it's take like, long walks know. On the beach.
That's right. I will give you all the Popeyes you want, Drew. I swear to God.
Man, there you go.
Love that chicken Popeyes.
But I also like the 28 Day Later movies.
I like
so
them
does
too.
He.
Yeah.
Yeah,
even though
days.
They were newer, that goes against what I said. I do like them because of they tried something new.
Right.
Right. Hey, Jody.
I don't like
them.
Hey,
Woody.
Have you seen Fido?
No.
You ain't seen the movie Fido where they have a pet zombie?
No.
And everybody has pet zombies and stuff.
Oh yeah,
familiar.
It sounds familiar, but I don't think I've seen it.
Yeah, the chick from the chick from the Matrix is in it.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
I did see it, but I was shit faced.
Yeah. I find that hard to believe. I don't believe you at all. You never drink.
Man. You know, going aside from, you know, all the classics, you know, of course, the ones that everyone else has mentioned, my favorite is probably it's a Japanese fucking movie too. It's called Versus.
Wow, I've heard of it. Yes.
Yeah, I fucking love it. The guy who actually directed all the cutscenes and all the action scenes and shit for the Devil May Cry 3 video game directed the movie. Yeah, he actually directed the movie. And it was unique to me. It was different because the whole thing with the zombies with it was there was 666 different portals to hell, basically.
Did they all have Satan shoes?
All on Earth. And they all had Satan shoes with virgin blood in them.
They had the real Satan shoes. They didn't have that knockoff shit.
That's where they all went. Yeah,
right,
man.
Right. They had the real deal shit.
Every last part.
This particular spot was known as the Forest of Resurrection. And there was a bunch of Yakuza guys going there and fucking dropping off bodies, just throwing bodies out there. And they didn't fucking know. Well, there was this... long story short, there was a fucking sorcerer that had a bunch of shit planned.
You beat me to it.
God damn. And a whole bunch of shit ensues. A whole bunch of fucking zombies start coming up. Sword fights. It's badass. It's really fucking good. Nice. But my favorite newest zombie movie is another fucking foreign film, man. Train to Busan.
Oh, yeah.
You have to see that one.
It's zombies on a train, man.
It's one of those things that I always seem to...
Just jump the fuck off.
Just snakes on a train.
Yeah, it's one of those fucking bullet trains. It's fucking hauling balls, though, so...
Well, hey.
It's either, jump off and die or fucking get fucking eaten by a fuckload of zombies. I mean...
Who's the conductor?
But and like I was talking to Otis one time about this. It's what I thought was fucking brilliant. One of the dudes, he's like the big badass motherfucker, and it was on the train. He grabs some fucking phone books and puts them like on his fucking forearms and duct tapes them. That way the fucking zombies can't bite through. I mean, it's a fucking phone book.
Did that in Friday 3, so fucking he couldn't get shanked. Remember?
Oh yeah, yeah. Hey, maybe that's where you got the idea from.
I guess I've never been to jail, but jailhouse trick, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
That was, he was going after the little pimp, whatever his name was. I don't remember.
I thought it was badass because this big old motherfucker, he's just like, man, fuck it, dude. Like, strapped the phone books on his arms and just started fucking beating the shit out of him.
That's awesome. Send that shit to me, dude. I'll watch it.
Hell yeah.
Don't lie. I mean, what you're saying is basically, I'll take a box. I'm going to take that home and eat it. You know it's bullshit. You know you ain't eating it. It's going to sit in your microwave until it fucking becomes a science project. And then you're going to throw it out.
I don't know about one that I just can't stand. Like, I don't know. I mean,
you like them all.
I personally don't. I don't really care for the comedy ones, I guess. But I mean, I like Shaun of the Dead. Shaun of the Dead's good.
That's funny. You don't like Zombieland, then?
The only thing I really liked about Zombieland was fucking Bill Murray.
He was funny.
I mean, he's a funny aspect, though, but that was really it. You didn't find any humor in that at all?
I mean, it was good.
Do you value your time on this podcast, sir?
I mean, it was a lot of Woody Harrelson.
Hey, Tom,
I mean,
Dom, is your schedule free? You want to change your question? You want to change your answer right now? And, you know, I mean, everyone's expendable, sir.
God, what?
God damn, no, no, that's fair. You know, I guess that's fair. I just find it odd because I thought it was such a generalized humor. Involved in Zombieland. There was just humor from all around that anybody could get. And some of it was quick and catchy, and you kind of had to be paying attention, which I really like. It was. It almost reminded me sometimes the jokes were like George Carlin-type jokes. Yeah, they were witty, and you had to be paying attention.
Well, I guess it's. I guess the first one wasn't nearly as bad as the second. I really didn't care for part two.
I'm more of a fan of part one. Part two is funny, but part one is part two has its funny parts. Jody is part two. I think is your favorite because of the one ditzy.
Really,
I like them both. I like them both. One is my absolute favorite.
She was pretty goddamn funny. She was funny as shit.
That made the movie
she was pretty goddamn funny.
Wasn't it the girl from the spider guy or whatever, the Spider-Man?
Oh, look, the old man looks so small.
Like
Spider-Guy. It's Spider-Guy.
It's Spider-Man.
I did like the first one, but I think, isn't that the same girl?
Bat older person.
What? In Zombieland?
No.
Yeah, with the red hair, Emma.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, she was Mary Jane in one of them.
I smoked her.
Yeah, in the worst Spider-Man of all the movies, the one that had the one dude, like he was Spider-Man once. What's his name? Dennis Leary was in that, and even him being in there couldn't save that movie. It sucked.
Yeah.
Toby.
The
Macho Man was in that bitch right there. Toby Maguire. Hey,
Bonesaw.
Yeah.
Feel the excitement.
And that was fucking Glory. Bruce Campbell, too.
Yeah.
Bruce Campbell was in all three of those ones.
Let me tell you something, Elizabeth.
Oh, Jesus.
Come here, Elizabeth. I want to tell you something right now.
God damn. That's a good one.
Hey, what?
If anyone saw you right now, you're beat red because it takes a lot to be the Macho Man. Yeah. Why he was red all the time.
I thought he was going to pass out.
I always thought he was going to have an aneurysm or something.
There's a red in the middle of the head right now, if you guys can only see.
Hey, Elizabeth.
I probably wasn't far from that.
You can't talk about zombie movies without talking about the Fulci movies too. I mean,
the what?
You got Fulci.
Fulci.
Lucio Fulci.
G spot.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, like fucking zombie. And...
Elizabeth. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Guys, we gotta
house,
get in the
house by the cemetery. House by the cemetery is the shit.
I think they need something.
That's a damn good one. It's a damn good classic.
They need to get like a movie that has the exact humor of like the airplane movies and a zombie.
Yes.
Right.
Leslie Nielsen can't be in it because he's dead.
Zombies on a plane.
There is no one beating Reagan.
I can't stand these goddamn zombies on this goddamn plane.
Right. Well, so speaking of horror comedy, zombie comedies, which you guys is, I mean, it's not really a zombie movie, but, you know, I love Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
That movie's just hilarious.
That's like a half a step away from the Evil Dead universe, though. What it became, like Ash versus Evil Dead.
Is a classic. I'm surprised that there hasn't been any kind of, you know, remake in the works because was it Dale? No, Tucker.
Yeah, you know? It's Tucker.
It had to be one or the other.
Yes, it did. 50-50. I'm striking out both ways, man.
Tucker was the little guy.
The chubby guy, right?
No, that's Dale. All
right. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Well, whichever, man. Yeah.
Tell me which one it is, Elizabeth.
Are you going to finish this story?
No, because no. I forgot what I was going to say, man.
It's
so crazy. You talk about remakes. Like, why would they remake something that's already great? Right. Like, that's what pissed me off about Cabin Fever. Cabin Fever was
all the time.
At any rate, they should do a sequel.
Yeah, they should do a sequel
for sure.
Yeah. Like, when they remade Cabin Fever, that really fucking, I was like, man, I was aggravated watching the new one. I'm like,
I didn't even watch that.
I watched it because I liked the first one. I'm just like, why the fuck would you ruin something that's fucking already, like...
Very true, yeah.
Right.
You know?
They're talking about fucking Jordan Peele's wanting to remake The People Under the Stairs.
Honestly, don't ever touch that movie. Leave that motherfucker alone.
Yeah, like, I mean, and I get why he wants to do that one, because he's all about doing all these racially charged movies
Right.
You know what I mean? But fucking Wes Craven did a fucking fantastic goddamn job with that movie. Yeah. Leave it the fuck alone.
Right. Anything Wes Craven made should be left untouched.
I agree.
Exactly.
If they ever
should have never been made.
Mm-hmm. My apologies. Apologies to you, Tom, for interrupting you there. If they ever try to remake Cujo, I would be fucking pissed.
Yeah, because Cujo's one of the classics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, no.
What are they going to use? Like a fucking Dalmatian or some shit?
We got the perfect dog for that.
Oh, my God, a big poodle.
No, we got the perfect dog. Just give her a treat and.
Yeah. Don, you were gonna mention a movie, I think, or something just a minute ago, or were you? Did you lose your thought, or am I just looking into your eyes the wrong way, sir? Oh my God! Please, somebody do something. we are actually all on camera, and everybody's kind of looking at each other in a weird. Weird way. Goddamn, Tom, stop.
He would. Like that.
What, man?
Nobody understands it unless they can see it either. It is
really.
I'm sitting in the same room and out of the loop.
I know. She's sitting right across from me, and she don't understand it. So it really doesn't matter if you can see it or not. How you understand it is really your own personal interpretation. We're going to fucking wrap this up. Let's start with Tom and Dom, because you both do a show together. Tom, you do one on your own. Let's start with you. Tom's World, tell us about it, when we can watch it, and all that good stuff.
So Tom's World is on Psycho Bunny Death Cult, Psycho Mantium 13, Psycho Bunny DC, PBDC TV, Roots Bleed Red. Every Saturday, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, you can come watch me show my videos that I put up on my YouTube channel. I describe what's going on a little more in depth than I do in my videos. People ask questions. Most time, it's just me and Frank talking over the video and being idiots. But
which is awesome.
It's fun.
It's very fun.
It's fun. People seem to like it, so we're going to keep going with it.
And then, you and Dom also do something. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have Dom and Tom's World, where we interview people, usually outside of last week, because we didn't have anybody to interview, so we just kind of did a free-for-all with Miss Psychic Cindy. And it was fun, but normally we do interviews of people from all different things, all different stages, whether it be music, we had Taryn Kerper from the Paranormal Brew there. We had my cousin and her co-volunteer. They take care of an old mansion from the 1700s around here.
Oh, awesome.
Really creepy, really fun. I mean, we've had all different kinds of people.
Just people, man.
Yeah. That's it. And then everybody seems to love that, too. So, and you can see that Friday nights, 8:30, on all the same channels that I mentioned for Tom's World.
Awesome.
And then youtube.com/thisistomsworld.
Awesome. Dom, give us some shout outs, my friend.
Well, in reality, you could find me on Real Talk with Dom with, my co-host Genevieve. But, Tom said it best, where you could find Dom and Tom's World. And then him and I have something special coming in the future, because the three of us, we started our own production company. And we're going to have a lot of shows and a lot of hosts coming out with the Land of Opportunity, because we appreciate artists. Awesome. And that's what we want to do. And this is what we do because we love it. And my, I thank you, yeah, my friend.
Hey, man, no problem. Anytime. I loved having you guys on Jackal Monkey. Tell us again where we can get some kick-ass masks.
And get your own kick-ass mask right over from Nightmare Ninja Studios. Hit me up, Nightmare Ninja Studios, Facebook. I can make your nightmares a reality.
Damn, Jackal Monkey. You heard it right from the Jackal Monkey's mouth. And, of course, Don. Don
check out Chiller the Clown on Facebook.
All right. Okay. Facebook. And, of course, Don. NightLivingDreads.com. Stitcher. Spotify.
Were you waiting for me to say it?
Facebook. Group page. Good night.
What?
And the website.
Right?
NightLivingDreads.com.